Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
And now, on an entirely different note, Reese Witherspoon, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Reese, you're an actor, a producer, a book club founder, and now a novelist because you have co-written a thriller with the fantastic, hugely popular author, Harlan Coben. And Harlan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much for having us.
So you guys have written a terrific book, Gone Before Goodbye. Reese, you started this, I think. Where did the initial idea come from?
I read a book that had a Chinese businessman finding an American doctor to bump him to the top of the line for an organ transplant. Anyway, I started being completely obsessed with private doctors doing surgery for high net worth people in other countries. So I started asking doctors, and I had a bunch of people say, no, I don't do that. And then I had one person say, yes, I have done that. How did you know? And I, you know, picked his brain for, you know, a whole lunch. And I heard all these great stories. And I thought, this would be a great character for a woman. To go to another country and get lost in this international world of wealth and crime. So that's when I started cooking on the idea. And then probably like 2 years later, I called Harlan and said, would you help me write this? Because I don't know how to write a book.
Okay. It's handy to be able to call Harlan, isn't it? I've had ideas for books as well, and I can't. Harlan won't take my calls. And Harlan, this is your first time co-authoring a book. What tempted you to do this for the first time?
Well, frankly, I was wary, and what told me I was when Reese came to my apartment, we spoke, and I loved the idea, this whole idea, this concept of this woman who is so down her luck, loses her medical license, gets this offer to do sort of a legal surgery, perhaps underground surgery overseas, and then everything goes wrong. The idea of being able to travel to different countries and places, and Reese just, and when she started talking about it, like it came alive in my head, and we sat down, grabbed out a notepad, and we just started going back and forth for 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, it falls into place or it doesn't. And right away, we both knew this was going to work out for us.
Okay. And we'll come back to the story and the character in a minute. Can I ask you, Reese, how did the writing process work? And when I ask that, what I really mean is who was in charge?
Who was in charge? Well, I think it was important. Harlan kind of set the ground rules. Obviously, this is not my core competency. I've been part of making characters, but I'd never been part of building a whole world. So one of the really important things we established was no one else was going to write it with us. It was only going to be he and I. No one would be in the room. Because, you know, there's a lot of people I think would maybe think of an idea and give it off to somebody else. But we just felt like there's no reason for us to be doing this except for our passion for this story. And we just had a blast. Yeah. We talked every day. We texted. I would do all the nerdy kind of research. And
you did the research.
I did a lot of research, and Harlan knew what to do in terms of structuring the story.
You realize what happened here. You did all the work, and
No, that's not true. He was you know, amazing the way you would come up with, you know, who did what in the story, but he would know how to make it just undeniable and then put these hooks in that get you and then do these cliffhangers that grab you and make you want to flip the next page.
Yes, because it's very hard to stop. It's very hard to stop reading it because it at the end of every chapter, even there's kind of something happens and you need to go to the next chapter. I believe, Harlan, one rule was, though, that you were in charge of the keyboard ultimately.
I said to her, you can't, it's an old expression, you can't ride two horses with one behind. We let a Google document for a little while, and we who changed what? What did what? So, yes, I did the actual typing just because it had to be one of us or the other. And we just went back and forth, emailing, texting.
And I'm going to, like, what am I going to, like, rewrite your?
Yes, yeah, it's going to be like, you can't, I don't know how people would do the one person writes one chapter. So we talked, we had a blend, we had a voice. And once we had that established, it became a little easier. You know, I would send Reese questions and she would comment on whatever we'd write. We just went back and forth constantly on her.
Wow. So Reese, this must have been living in your head for all that time, was it? No, you presumably you're working on other things all the time, but the book must be there for you all the time, is it?
Yeah, it kind of became the only thing I was thinking about all the, like I would be doing other projects or producing. But this was an obsession. I just think this character is so unique and so fresh, and this world is so real. Once you, now that you know it, you're going to hear about it more and more. That's what happened to us. And we kept each surgery she did, we wanted it to be really on the edge of what was possible in terms of biomedical engineering. And so we would do all the research, and then lo and behold, an article would pop up the next day, and that surgery had actually happened.
We both think it's like a novel of immersion, that book you take on vacation, but you don't want to leave your hotel room because you have to finish it. And I think more than any book I've ever written, I don't know how many people have commented to me, I read it in one sitting. It's a beautiful thing. That's what we kind of wanted.
And Reese, it is interesting, the character Maggie, one of the characters calls her at one stage the ultimate concierge physician, which was I was not aware of this notion of concierge physician, but she's also a former army surgeon. So, and I believe she was inspired a little bit by your parents, who were both army medics.
Yeah, my dad was a surgeon in the Air Force, and my mom was a nurse in the National Guard. So as a kid, I grew up on military bases, being surrounded by other people in the medical community talking about surgeries and the hospital and the ins and outs of their life of service. So that's what I kind of grew up. Also, understanding their mentality is constant. They're very, very regimented, and also always thinking, how can I be of service to others? So that was the foundation for the character.
Okay, and that's something you got from your parents about being of service, being
For sure.
useful,
And
yes.
Harlan's wife is a pediatrician. So that was really interesting as we started doing it. And sometimes Anne would come in the room while we were talking, and I'd be like, Anne, we need to know what you would do in this situation.
I think we both look at physicians as something of heroes in a heroic fashion anyway, and so that made it more interesting for us to both. We dedicated this book to the doctors and nurses around the world.
Yeah, and Reese, I think you'd like the book to encourage girls to be surgeons the way Legally Blonde encouraged them to be lawyers.
I think that would be a great result. I think to make also that your hands can be this incredible tool that get you through life. I think it'd be so cool if it inspired young women to want to be part of the medical community.
Another thing that features heavily in the book is AI, even down to the fact that Maggie has a thing called a grief bot. We won't give away too much. But Reese, I know as a producer, you obsessively follow trends, don't you? And you're trying to forecast where things are going all the time. Do you think AI is going to change a lot in the next few years about our lives?
You know, AI is so complex. We spent a lot of time talking about it. The thing that we want to really bring out in the book is the questions around it, the ethics of it, the use of it, and let the reader decide how they feel about it. But of course, it's a huge discussion, and it's upending every industry. So I think it's what's on people's minds.
Are you seeing it a lot in your own industry as a producer and an actor?
I'm hearing a lot of innovation is coming, but I haven't seen it yet.
Come here, Reese. It certainly changed everything for Stella in the morning show this week, didn't it? Just to go,
Yes.
like, I
Yes,
kind of
the
knew what
morning
was
show,
coming.
poor Stella. I
I
know.
knew what was coming a little bit, and I was like, oh, no, don't do this. But the way it played out was absolutely spectacular, I have to say.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm so glad that you liked that. I thought that episode was so well written by Charlotte Stout and the whole writing team.
I thought it was super. I thought it was one of the best.
And
And
wonderfully played by Greta Lee, who's just fantastic.
she is amazing, amazing. I hope she's not leaving the show now. But anyway, don't give away anything. Harlan, the book too is very cinematic or televisual. There are great scenes, the characters, you painted pictures, the fantastic locations. Is there a talk of a movie or maybe a prestige TV show already?
Well, this talk, but I said to Reese when we started this, you can't, if you write a book thinking, ooh, this is going to make a great movie or TV show, it's the kiss of death for a book. We really focused and we were both obsessed with making this, Gone Before Goodbye, the best book it could be. If it becomes a movie or TV show, which is, fairly likely, that's a benefit, that's fine, but that's not what we're aiming for. If you aim for it, you're going to miss it. And it's really important to us that you guys have the full reading experience, that you take this book to bed and you're going to read for 10 minutes and then it's 4 in the morning and you're a little bleary-eyed and deliriously happy and you're just completely lost in Gone Before Goodbye. That's all right now that Reese and I think want to see happen with this book.
Reese, I cast you as Maggie in my head reading the book, so I presume you get first dibs on playing Maggie. And can I also ask about her name, Maggie McCabe? It's a very Irish name. Whose idea was that?
It was inspired by a part of my hometown, and it was really important to me that she had a certain kind of upbringing. Margaret McCabe just came to me. I think I know why, but I probably don't want to talk about it. Can I say also that the audiobook, I'm very proud of it. I worked really hard on performing the audiobook. So if you're less of a reader and more of a listener, I'm really proud of how it turned out.
And you've actually, it's a cast of characters as well. I see Chris Pine is playing your husband, Reese, in the audiobook.
And he's great. He starts the whole audiobook with his first chapter, and it's just off to the races, and it's wonderful.
Okay, but look, as a reader anyway, the book is a fantastic read. Well done, guys. Harlan, it's going to be very lonely for you going back to writing on your own after this, I suspect.
It will be. I told Reese I'm still going to call her, so she has to take my call. That's right. She still has to help me through those tough moments. Thanks.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. Gone Before Goodbye is published by Century, and Harlan Coben and Reese Witherspoon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Email brendan@rte.ie.